So yeah, I am podcasting again. Day three of my podcasting. You know, I gotta beat Big Fatty. And this would be, if I was counting correctly, this would be episode 11-12. But I'm not counting it that way. I am counting it like from the beginning. So this is episode 3. Anyway, so last night was the Iowa caucuses. And as everyone knows by now, Mitt Romney came in first place, and I think that's what my prediction was from last night. I didn't go back and listen, but there we go again. Mitt Romney came in first place. Rick Santorum came in second, and Ron Paul, I believe, came in third. And I believe that's the way I predicted it. The interesting thing was that they were only separated by 8 votes. And as Romney said today, 8 is enough, which is from the TV show from the 70s. So Mitt Romney is in first place. No surprise there. Although he spent 50 times more money than Rick Santorum did just to get those 8 votes. And all of the evangelicals and crazy people, religious nuts, went for Rick Santorum, as I think I also predicted that last night as well. Of course, today when Rick Santorum was, or maybe it was last night, I don't know when he was making his speech, but he had to, of course, thank God for his victory / second place win. And of course, I have to stop saying of course too. People know how I feel about religion and politics, and I don't believe religion should be any part of politics. And Rick Santorum is totally using it and always has and always will. But he will appeal to those people who seem to have their lives guided by the falsehood of a god. I don't know. I don't want to get into that all that religion thing now. That's for another podcast. Plus, I think people already know how I feel about it. But I don't like the way Rick Santorum has to thank God, you know, as if there was a god that he had time to make Santorum come in second place. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But that's not really my main topic for tonight. I'm going to finally talk about my new car and make Ange in BC, the Fay driver, happy, or maybe not, because he might not like the car that I bought or the features that I got on the car. We'll see. But many of you know that I did buy a new car the week between Christmas and New Year's on the 28th of December. I bought a 2012 Ford Focus Titanium. That's the high-end version of the Ford Focus. It's got everything on it except for a sunroof. Now, when I say it's got everything on it, I should clarify, and I hope I'm not coming off as bragging, because the car is a compact car. It is a small car, but it just has all the technology on it. And that actually is the biggest reason that I left Honda and bought a new car. As some of you may remember, I had a 2006 Honda Civic Hybrid, and I certainly cannot complain about the mileage that I got. I always got great mileage, especially on the highway. That was the best mileage. For example, when I was, I believe I maybe even have said this already in my first podcast, when I was coming back from my father's house on the 27th of December, I got 41 miles per gallon coming home, and that is just amazing. But the current 2012 Civic Hybrid, which it was redesigned for this year, it still doesn't have all of the technology that I was looking for in a car, in a small car, that is, with good gas mileage. So for a couple months now, I've actually been looking around, looking at different cars, did some research online, looked at the Ford Focus, looked at the Chevy Cruze and the Hyundai Elantra. I've never been a fan of the Hyundais, but the new one is pretty cool, and it does have a lot of good features on it. But I ultimately wanted to buy, I know this is a terrible thing to say, but I wanted to buy an American car, because American cars, they're built for American people. And of course, we're a little bigger, we like our technology, we like our speed, stuff like that. So I went with the Ford Focus. Now, what does it have on it? Well, first of all, it comes with 160 horsepower, which is 50 horsepower more than my little Honda had. And that thing, this new Ford Focus, really has get up and go. When I press that gas pedal, it goes. Besides that, I got the sport package, which has a spoiler on the back. It has 18-inch alloy wheels with low-profile tires. It's got the sport suspension. It's got what do they call it? Traction control and stability control. So I guess that will help in the snow. I don't really know. And the thing is, I didn't go for a car that I didn't. I wasn't looking for a car that had all these things on it. I just happened to find one that had all these things on it. So besides the sports package, I got the winter package, which includes the rubberized mats that go on top of the regular floor mats, so you don't ruin your floor mats in the wintertime. That's one thing. It has heated seats, heated mirrors, and these what are they called? I guess they're called pool lamps underneath the mirrors. They have a little light that comes on so that you can see. I don't know why that's part of the winter package, but I think that is. And then I also got the technology package, which includes navigation, Sirius satellite radio, my Ford Touch, and the Microsoft Sync system. Yes, unfortunately, it's Microsoft, but it's not bad. Although I have not had the opportunity to use the actual Sync services. I'm using all of the other stuff, the My Ford Touch, which is a screen that allows you to control your phone, the audio, the climate, and the navigation all in one screen. And I really like the navigation and the Sirius satellite radio because I'm loving the all the different channels you have on the Sirius satellite radio. And I know it's probably expensive when my because I got it for 6 months for free, but I'm gonna probably keep it. And pay the monthly fee, whatever it is, when my 6 months of free is up. So that's the technology package. It also has redundant controls on the steering wheel so that you can control things with the touch of your thumb. And it's all voice activated. So for example, if I wanted to go home, if I was out somewhere and I wanted to go home, I could press the little paddle thing and the lady comes on and she says, "Say a command." And I can say three words: navigation, destination, home, and she will set the navigation system to take me home from wherever I am. And it has like so. For example, if I'm not watching the screen, the navigation screen, it has redundant directions on the, in the dashboard, like right where your eyes look for the speed limit, speed control, or whatever, speedometer. If you look right there, it tells you where to turn and gives you a little direction arrow left or right or whatever. And it has the option too of having the lady interrupt whatever music is playing or whatever to tell you directions. Now, I've actually muted that because it was a little annoying that every time I needed to turn, she would interrupt the song that I was, bouncing to and tell me where to turn and how far I have to turn. And then at the last second, it beeps twice to tell you to turn. I mean, the sounds and stuff, that would be great if I was going someplace I didn't even know where I was going. I would need all those directions, but the redundant visual direction in the dashboard is really cool, so I can turn off the voice. In terms of the sound system, I forgot to tell you, I have the upgraded 10-speaker Sony stereo system with a subwoofer in the trunk, which is really cool because then when you have a song that has a lot of bass, you can really blast that thing and feel the car bouncing, which I just think is cool. Okay, let's see what else. I also got the parking technology package, which includes a rear backup camera. It has front and rear parking sensors so that when you get close to something, it starts beeping. And when you get too close, it beeps, consistently. And so you know when to stop. And that was cool, both front and back. And also, as part of the technology package, it has the parallel park assist, which I can press a button and drive along a row of cars looking for a parking space. And when it finds the space that fits my car, it says stop. And it says put the car in reverse and then take your hands off the wheel. And it will automatically drive the car and back it into the parking space. And then you have to control the brakes because when you hear the little beeping noise, when you get too close, you stop and then you put it into drive and it will pull, turn the wheel back going forward and then pull up a little bit, and then you press your foot on the brake and the car is parked. And I've done it 3 times now, and it has worked flawlessly all 3 times, and it does it in about 24 seconds. I mean, the thing is pretty cool. That's probably the neatest little bit of technology that I have on that car. So my car is totally full of all the technology, and I'm totally loving it. Let's see what else. I have leather seats. I don't know what else is on there that I haven't already told you about. I guess that's all. So it's really well-packed car with tons of technology. The only thing I didn't get, as I said, was the moonroof, and that would have been cool to have, but I didn't get it. So that's my brand new car, and it's silver, and I got a great deal. I'm telling you, if you need to buy a car, buy it between Christmas and New Year's. You will really get a good deal. And speaking of my car, I'm sure you've seen the, well, maybe some of you have, the lawsuit that is going on currently about the Honda Civic Hybrid from the years that I had my car in 2006 up to 2009, I believe. There's a lady suing Honda because the gas mileage they predicted she would get, she never got, and she said she was only getting like 30 miles per gallon now. Well, I never had that issue, but I will say the mileage around town, like if I was just driving around the city, I would only really get about 30 miles per gallon, and I don't think that's what they predicted. I think it was supposed to be like 44 miles per gallon or something like that. But I did get the highway mileage, so I can't complain about that. And part of the lawsuit was that if you got the software upgrade in July 2010, which I did, you were supposed to see better gas mileage, but I didn't. And the battery was weird. After that, the charging would like it would drop down to where it has to run the engine to charge the battery almost every day that I was driving the car, but it would only last like about 10 minutes and then the car would be charged up enough. So anyway, after 6 years, 5.5 years, whatever, it was starting to show the wear, and I was just ready to move up to my new car, and that's what I did. So AngenBC/FayDriver, tell me what you think of my new car. I know I listened to your show where you talked about turning off all of that stuff, the stability control and traction control and all that stuff. But I don't want to turn all that stuff off because I want it to work the way it's supposed to work when I'm driving the car. So I am currently loving the car, and at my plan right now is to keep it until I retire in 2019, so about 7 years. And then I'll buy a brand new car once I retire. So that's all I have for today. I don't know if I'll be back with a podcast tomorrow or not. I do have lots of things still to talk about, but I might save them for next week. And that, we'll see. You never know. Anyway, thanks for the feedback that I continue to get, and I appreciate it. So that's all for today. Until next time, bye.